Okay, Bezer Hashem, tonight we're going to begin Shnai Mikra Ve'ekur Targum Simen Reish Pei Pei Mitzvah Bim Avir Sedra. The Mechaber says Afal Pisha Adam Shamea Kol HaTorah Kula Kol HaShabbos B'tzibur. Even if an individual hears the entire Torah on Shabbos as part of the Tzibur, Chayv Likrois La'atzme B'chol Shavua, he has to read to himself every week, Parshas Osa Shavua, Shnai Mikra Ve'echa Targma, Filo Ateres Vidavon. Even words that at first glance don't have any translation. The Mishnah Berurah says Ateres Divon are actually the Chazal's understanding of Ateres Divon is mentioned in our Unklus, and that our Unklus must be following then the Targum Yerushalmi of Nebuchadnezzar Shlita pointed out to me. Because the Mechaber assumes that they just translate as Ataris and Divon. Okay, in regards to this actual din, and the many halachos that apply to it, so notice that the Lashon Mechaber is Kayev Likros Atzma Bechol Shavua. The simple reading of the Mechaber is that you have to do it the week before. Let's take an obscure, fascinating discussion. What happens if you have Shabbos Chol HaMoed in between? Are you allowed to do it 2 weeks in advance? So Rav Yashiv quoted in the Rishu says, no, you got to do it the week of. Others say no. Others say, Volzner says no. The moment that 2 weeks ago, they 2 weeks prior, and Mincha, they already read the start of that parsha. So once they start that new parsha, so then that already puts you in that zone. But the more fundamental issue really relates to a question of what is the mechayiv of Shnai Mikra Ve'echa Targum. Why is it that we have to do Shnai Mikra Ve'echa Targum? So the Beis Yosef at the end of the Simon writes that you should be Rogil B'mashat Tzibur Korim. You should be familiar. Maybe they're going to need you to read it, or simply that one should be familiar with what the Tzibur is reading. Beis Yosef says that's the reason that we do it. That's what the Beis Yosef says. Now, it happens to be that reason the Beis Yosef mentions according to an opinion that's rejected. At the end of our Siman, end of Siman Reish Pehe, it says, Ein Tzarech Likros Parshas Yomtif. One does not need to read Parshas Yomtif. Now, if the Vart was that you'd be preparing for the Tzibur, the Beis Yosef himself points out, then that you should. It would seem, according to some, you should. However, we don't pask in that way. So the two other reasons that we have. Levush says that that was the way in which it was that we were ensured that we would do Chazara every year on all of Torah Shebichsav. She'ebaki v'ragol b'teira. According to that opinion, so then there it makes sense that the din b'di'evid is that if you don't do it that week, you could do it up until Simchas Torah. In other words, the idea being that it goes until Simchas Torah. We're going to see that there are different opinions how late you could read. And Siv Dalet, Mitzvah Amufchar says, Mechaber Shiyashim Osa Kon Shiyocha B'Shamis. V'mo Hishlim Kon Achil Yashim Achar Achil Ad Mincha. V'yeshomer Mad Revi B'Shamis. V'yeshomer Mad Shmini Atzeres. So it could very well be that we Paskin L'Chatchila, it's somehow connected to the Shabbos. And B'Dievet, though we say that it's Levush's idea. The Aruch HaShulchan connects the idea that's connected every Shabbos, and he says there's Tzvei Dinim in the Halacha of the Kriya of that week. One is the Halacha of Lishmaya, and the other is the Halacha Lomoid. That's how the Aruch HaShulchan says it. That's what we have in the Bracha of Avarabah, Lishmoa and Lomoid. So he says that this is the idea behind it. And there will be Nafkaminas, a couple of them that we already mentioned, that are connected to this. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Aleph, Likros La'atzma Chol Shavua, Hainu Shelo Yaktim Likros Kodemos HaShavua. You shouldn't read it earlier than that week. Sounds like the Din L'Chatchila is that it's supposed to be, it's there to prepare for that week's Kriyas HaTorah. Shnai Mikra, Beis, Avalo Yikra Echon Mikra Vecha Tar Mechav L'Shmo Me'ashatz. You shouldn't read once Mikra and once Targum and then hear it from the Shliach Tzibur, but Im Lo Shekara Az Gam Kein Bafiv. The only exception would be if you read along with the Shliach Tzibur. Rav Nevinzal Shlita told me that this is not Lechatchila, that Lechatchila one should read it separately. How one goes about reading, doing the Shnai Mikra, here the Mishnah Berurah quotes, four lines from the bottom, different opinions amongst the Achronim. B'inyan Akriya Yesh Deos B'Zabein Achronim. Yesh Om Shiyik Kol Pasuk Shtei Pamim V'Targum Alav. Some say you should read each pasuk twice and then do the Targum. However, Yesh Om Shiyik Kol Parsha Shnei Pamim V'Achakach Targum. Hashiyik Kol Parsha Psucho Stuma Beis Pamim should read it twice V'Achakach Targum and then do the Targum. Rav Nevin Sal Shlita told me, and I saw this also brought down in the Dirshu, that the Chazon Ish's custom was not that way. That the Chazon Ish would read the Parsha, then Targum, and then the Parsha. That's different than what we just read in the Mishnah Berurah, where the Mishnah Berurah says to read the Parsha twice, and then the Targum. Umagen Ramashar Chum and Stadim Kideri Shonim. Say for my Sarav Isa, Shagrod Noeglomer Targum Acha Kol Parsha Psucho Stuma, O Acha Makum Shir Yosef Hefsik Inyan. That the Gra didn't break it up, reading the whole parsha, but rather he broke it up in terms of parshas psuchos o stumos. They say, as I alluded to, that the Chazon Ish did it that way. And interestingly, the Chazon Ish broke it up similar to what we have. Something similar that's quoted in the name of the Gra, Rav Vosner, Rav Menzion Vosner said this over in the name of the Gra, that to read every day, he said that the custom was to do, today is Sunday, to do Yom Rishon and up until Sheni, and the next day to Shlishi, etc., etc. And that's how the Chazon Ish also seemed to have broken it down, that he divided the parsha up, whether up until Sheni or not, but he divided the parsha up that way, and he did Mikra, Targum, and Mikra. We're going to have to discuss where Rashi falls in shortly. The halacha is to do it with the tzibur. Where do we have this lashon? To do it im hatzibur. So that's the lashon of Chazal. In the first line in the Mishnah Berurah, we have the tzarech laharshim parshios of im hatzibur. So here the Chazon Ish thought that there was an inyan even to finish on Shabbos itself, not even on Friday. If you look in the Mishnah Berurah, it seems to say to finish on Friday. However, the Chazon Ish finished on Shabbos itself. That's how the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah quotes the custom of Chazon Ish. If you give me a second, I might find it where it is over here. Yeah, almost. Okay. Chayna Chazon Ish Nog, number 24 in the Dirshu, Chayna Chazon Ish Nog Lomar Kol Yom Tzas Mea Parsha, El Shoye Mashir Parsha Acheres Likro B'Shabbos Achar Tefillah B'Boker. V'Nog Kein Kimon Shabofen Zeh Nechshav Shemashlim Parsha Yosef Inat Tzibur. It's considered as if he's being Messiah with the Tzibur. Okay, Siv Beis. Im Lomar Parsha B'Pirush Rashi Choshek Kumo Targum. There's one opinion that says that Rashi could take the place of Targum. This is the Beis Yosef quotes in the name of the Rush and others. The Yirei Shemayim, this is the language of Beis Yosef himself as well, not only in the Shulchan Aruch. He writes this in the Beis Yosef also. Yikra Targum and Gam Pirush Rashi. One should learn both Targum and Rashi. Why both? So the Mishnah Berurah spells out Sif Katan Vav that each one of them have a Maila. Targum was given Beruach HaKodesh, or is Nite Mesinai, and Pirush Rashi explains Alpi Medrashei Chazal more than Targum. So therefore there's an inyan to do both. The Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Hey emphasizes that someone who's not capable of understanding Rashi should read Svarim that are, let's say his Hebrew is not very good, then he should read in the vernacular. So here you see expressly in the Mishnah Berurah that a person to use an English Chumash, to use an English Rashi, is highly recommended if he doesn't understand everything. Okay. Siv Gimel. Miyom Rishon ve'elech chashev matzibur. From Sunday and on, it's considered reading with the tzibur. I mentioned to you that the Mishnah Berurah says to conclude an Erev Shabbos. That appears in Sif Katan Ches. Chashev matzibur kamach ron kasu de minon mufchor hu lekros of Erev Shabbos. To read everything on Erev Shabbos. We say from Matthew the cost of the imu kor mitzvah shul v'halo gam kem mitzvah min amufcher. V'chein say from Ma'aseh Rabbah and August Agrash, you know, take a fachat tefila v'chol yom likro mitzvahs me'asedra u'mesayim be'erev Shabbos. So that was basically what the Chazanish did, but the Chazanish was mesayim on Shabbos with the tzibur. Sif dalet. Mitzvah min amufcher shi'ashlam osa kodem shi'ocho b'Shabbos. The mitzvah is to finish it prior to eating. Why? Says Mishnah Berurah of Katan Tes. G'yisim Medrash Yitzivu Rebbe Yisponov. Al tochlu lechem b'Shabbos ashe tigmru es kol ha'parashim. So that's why many people are makbid that after davening, before they go home to eat, to finish because of this tzavad of Rebbe Lubanov. M'komokum poshete in l'akim machmaze achila achar chatzos. Achila of Suda Shnia is supposed to be done prior to chatzos. By the way, the Shaar Tzion adds, or he has guests that are waiting for him. The better thing is to get up early. That Rav Nevinzal points out has halachos also about learning before davening that we've discussed in detail in the past, but most of that is pretty straightforward. Rav Nevinzal points out that according to the custom of the Gra, we see that there's no problem of being mafsik in the middle of Shnai Mikra, because he would be, each day he did a little. He wouldn't have a problem at all. And Rav Nevinzal says he doesn't understand what is the problem to be mafsik altogether. What's the makar that there's a problem to be mafsik, even from one pasuk to another, in the same topic. And in what way, says Rav Nevinzal, is it any different than any other form of Talmud Torah? It could very well be that Rav Nevinzal's question might be totally in the above. If the Vard is to be Mechen for the Kriya, so then you have to have some type of Ritzifus in the Kriya, at least three Psukim. If the Vard is, that's a Chelik of Talmud Torah, then it follows all the rules. Chazal said you have to be careful that your learning shouldn't be Ketoim. That's very hard as a Rebbe today. That you shouldn't be broken up into pieces. You're supposed to be a hemshech. The Chazanish speaks about the glory of limud of hemshech without a bittel. But it would follow those general rules. If you say, however, that it's just the halacha of learning, so then it follows all those rules. If it's preparing, then the halacha is going to be different. Incidentally, here I have two different mesoras from where you have Rav Nevinzal in this direction, and then there's a story that I heard, a beautiful story about my Rebbe, the Rebbe of Amshinov, Rabbi Yitzchakal of Amshinov, that he was makbid to read the whole parsha at once without a hefsek. There are chassidim. Sometimes I daven late on Friday morning, I daven with chassidim. So there's a chassidish Rebbe in Ramah Bet, who he opens up. Right after davening, he starts doing, they do Shnai Mikra Arasof. They start Friday morning, they go for a couple hours, and they do it Arasof. So, Amshinov Rebbe, based on the story, Kanira did this, and he was makbid not to be mafsik. And a chassid came over to him and didn't notice he was doing Shnai Mikra, and he said, Shalom Aleichem, Rebbe. And without a moment's pause, he immediately responded to him, Aleichem Shalom. And then the chassidim saw, he went back and he started the whole parsha from the beginning without flinching for a moment. So here, two giants of Beinoz and Chavera. One more thing that's beautiful about Rav Nevinzal is if you take a look at the last Sif Katan Beis in the Mishnah Berurah says, Mishu hu baki betamim v'nukudis bal peh toiv lahader likros v'sefer Torah gufa, that he should do Shnai Mikra from the Sefer Torah itself. So Rebetzin Nevinzal, Zichrona Levracha, told me that her husband used to Rav Nevinzal used to do Shnai Mikra Thursday night, late at night, from the Sefer Torah itself. And he has Sefer Torah at home, and he'd be Maver Sedra. And when I have jotted down a quote from him that he himself said, "Is Pameiti Osetz," that he said to me that he used to be Maver Sedra from the Sefer Torah itself. Okay. Let's just go through some of these the Mishaburus and Sif Katan Dalad. So we have a bunch of opinions. For sure, the Lechatchila, you should finish it prior to eat on Shabbos. And then we mentioned, you have until Mincha, V'yeshom Rav V'yishav, some say until Wednesday, V'yeshom Rav Shmini Atzeres, and some say until Shmini Atzeres. Rav Nevinzal adds that the opinion that says until Mincha would be moda that it's still better than Wednesday to do it all day. Let's say you weren't able to do it before Mincha, it would be better to do it before Shal Shudas, because the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah, Rav Nevinzal points out, is the entire day. So there is definitely an inyan to do that, especially, as we mentioned, that's connected to Kriyas HaTorah, so then in such a case it would follow. In Sif Katan Yud, the Mishabura though explains that L'chatchil, it's done until Mincha, to be Mincha L'mala, Maschil Natzibur, because Parshavu Abba, because then they start the Parshavu Abba. And then he explains Sif Katan Yud Alf, that Wednesday, it's because Gimel Ariyom Risham Shayachim L'Shabbos. And then he explains that Sif Katan Yud Beis is that it would still be considered B'di Eved Mashlim Parshios of Imat Tzibur, because the Tzibur finishes with Simchas HaTorah. According to that pshat, so then you don't have to say that these deos are tali in this at all. It could be all the opinions here. Even the most lenient one says it's on some level connected to the Kriyas HaTzibur, but it's b'di'evet. Or you say no. You say that's being mechin for the Kriyas HaTorah, only if it's prior to the Kriyas HaTorah. Once it's after the Kriyas HaTorah, it's hard to say that it functions even as a b'di'evet. But either way, the Mishabura points out, it's mashlim parshiosav im hatzibur. Sifkatan Gimel Shaz Mashlim Natzibur Vyesh Likros Oshnai Mikra Vechatargun to low cost and shikar mikra lechud kim shachasalo gam hatargun. One should do the targum as well. Okay, we'll pick up Mirza Shem next time. Hey.